The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration is investigating Tesla. It's the business news headlines for Monday, the 19th day of April. Thanks, as always, for being with us. In other business news headlines, GameStop is back in the news. United Airlines is still losing money. We're also talking about Bitcoin. You know, it was a year ago today that U.S. oil hit rock bottom. As a matter of fact, it was under rock bottom. Peloton stock falls after a government warning. We've got the Wall Street Report, and it seems we are falling more. Let's go.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Focus and Find, a socially responsible way to acquire diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Taro International for corporate and personal training to achieve, lead, and outclass. TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, the original agriculture equipment recyclers and suppliers at NTPDA.com. And by Oasis, a paychecks company devoted to HR solutions for business. Find them at oasisadvantage.com.
Once again, thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Monday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby, and yes, as we say every day, you can still follow us on Twitter at IOB_NewsHour. A fatal crash in Houston on Saturday has two federal agencies looking into the autopilot program of Tesla. Reuters is reporting the crash left two dead, and which local police said appeared to have occurred with no one in the driver's seat. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, which regulates vehicle safety, and the National Transportation Safety Board both said they would investigate the crash. This is not the first crash involving the driverless aspect of autopilot that was operating in at least three Tesla vehicles involved in fatal U.S. crashes since 2016. In Saturday's accident, the 2019 Tesla Model S was traveling at a high rate of speed near Houston, where it failed to negotiate a curve and went off the road, crashing into a tree and bursting into flames. After the fire was extinguished, authorities located two occupants in the vehicle, one in the front passenger seat and the other in the back seat of the Tesla. Tesla stock dropped today by 3.4%. At airtime, they had not yet made a comment. CNN is reporting that it's game over for George Sherman, the CEO of GameStop. The video game retailer and meme stock announced today that Sherman will be stepping down on July 31st or earlier if a successor is found. Sherman became CEO back in April of 2019. Now, the news is not a major surprise given that Ryan Cohen, the co-founder and former CEO of online pet supplies retailer Chewy, has been cementing his control over GameStop. Cohen, whose RC Ventures firm owns a nearly 13% stake in the company, will become GameStop's chairman following its next shareholder meeting in early June. Shares of GameStop rose today by 6.3%. United Airlines reported its fifth consecutive quarterly net loss, even as travel demand has recently improved as vaccinations ramp up and governments loosen travel restrictions. United reported adjusted results per share as a loss of $7.50 versus an expected loss of $7.08 a share. United executives will detail this story in an earnings call tomorrow morning. It was a wild weekend for Bitcoin, and today saw some action as well. CNN is reporting the cryptocurrency suffered a flash crash on Saturday, plummeting by some 14%, but attempted to bounce back today. However, the rebound fizzled out quickly, and Bitcoin dropped by 0.7 at the close of trading at about $56,000 per coin. The weekend plunge was rather dramatic in an end to a months-long rally that was topped off by Coinbase's enormous IPO last week, which valued the crypto exchange at nearly $100 billion. However, today, Coinbase shares dropped by 2.6%. You know, it was 1 year ago today, U.S. oil traded in negative territory. MarketWatch is reporting that last year the price for the May 2020 West Texas Intermediate crude contract dropped by 306%, or $55.90 for the session, and settled at negative $37.63 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. The one-day plunge was the largest based on records going back to 1983, and the settlement was the lowest on record according to Dow Jones market data, marking the first and only time a contract closed with a negative value. While prices have recovered to trade above pre-COVID-19 levels, that day will not be soon forgotten. Today, futures traded at $63.53 a barrel. Today, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen named a former private equity investor to be the department's first ever climate counselor, a high-profile position that will be key to the agency's sweeping efforts to combat climate change. Politico is reporting that move drew swift condemnation from the political left. John Morton is returning to government after most recently serving as a partner at the climate-focused investment firm Pollination. He earlier worked in the Obama White House as Senior Director for Energy and Climate Change at the National Security Council and as a private equity investor with Global Environment Fund. But news of Yellen's pick immediately riled environmental activists who wanted the Biden administration to take a harder line with Wall Street firms that finance fossil fuel producers. Many of them had been urging Treasury to hire former Treasury Deputy Secretary and Federal Reserve Governor Sarah Bloom Raskin, who has been calling for greater regulation of financial firms' climate-related activities. Peloton Interactive Incorporated shares closed down 7.3% today after U.S. regulators warned consumers to stop using the exercise equipment maker's Tread Plus machine if there are young children or pets at home. The advisory follows a series of accidents involving the treadmill. The U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission said Saturday it's continuing to investigate incidents of injury or death related to the Tread Plus. Peloton said in a statement that it was concerned by the commission's warning, which it termed misleading and inaccurate. They went on to say, quote, "There's no reason to stop using the Tread Plus as long as all warnings and safety instructions are followed," end quote. Turning to Wall Street, stocks closed down today after reaching spectacular highs on Friday. Today, the Dow fell by 123 points to close at 34,077. At one point, the blue chips were off by well over 150 points. The S&P 500 slid by 22 points to end the trade at 4,163, and the NASDAQ lost 137 points to close at 13,914. Investors today eyed talks around President Joe Biden's infrastructure plan after he held a meeting with a bipartisan group of lawmakers over the size of the bill. Shares of Dow component Coca-Cola rose by 1% after the beverage company reported earnings and revenues that topped Wall Street forecasts. Losses were from a broad category of banks, energy companies, and others that rely on direct consumer spending. Chipmaker Intel fell by 1.7%, Capital One lost 0.9%, and Valero Energy slid 2.3%. Only real estate stocks eked out a gain today. And finally, there is this. According to a report in the Wall Street Journal, the work-from-home trend is having an impact on accidents and injury. No, really. With workers stuck at home for more than a year, doctors are seeing a rise in at-home injuries related to renovation projects, imperfect work setups, and even exercise. A November study in injury epidemiology found that 26% of respondents reported a household injury between March and June of last year, with falls making up 32% of those injuries. Ergonomic injuries like strains and sprains were also common, with makeshift workstations causing bad posture and poor positioning of keyboards, monitors, and mouses. Four words: be careful out there. All right, that's a wrap for today's business news headlines. Thanks so very much for listening. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great day. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.